This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show on this beautiful Sunday morning. Glad you're here with us. Hope you're a regular listener and you've got your tea and coffee ready to go so you can enjoy the information we're going to share with you, myself, and of course, my world-famous colleague, Ted Walshin. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm very well. Ted, everything okay? Did you get through that snow a week or so ago there? Boy, that was a dumping, wasn't it?
It was. I am one of the fortunate people with one of those fancy four-wheeler machines. It's called a side-by-side with a nice big plow on it. So I can clear my driveway, I can clear the neighbor's driveway, and then I drive a little bit over to mom's house and clear her driveway.
What a nice son.
Exactly. Nice son. Well, it's an employee benefit on her part.
Yeah. Okay. Good point.
Yeah.
You don't shovel her driveway, she doesn't go into work.
Well, she works from home, obviously, but anyway, it's still a perk. Yeah. I wonder if it's a taxable benefit. Anyway, you know, we often talk about what the national holiday is. You've mentioned before, there's a day for everything, mm-hmm. right? Well, I can't make this stuff up, but apparently it's National Inane Answering Message Day today. Inane.
So are you answering, is it an inane answer?
I don't know. It's National Inane Answering Message Day. That's hard for me to read for some reason because it's kind of inane in itself, I guess. I don't know, man. Whatever. But I'll tell you this. I'm shocked. Well, not shocked, but occasionally when I'm returning calls, right, listeners call in and we want to encourage that. We'll talk about that before the show's over, of course. But anyway, you know, I don't want to say my secretary. I get in trouble when I refer to her as my secretary. My administrator, my mom can't always get to every call because if she's on a call, she can't take another call. But anyway, so we have to return phone calls and I get that. And if someone's not home and the phone just rings and rings and rings and there's no machine, there's still people out there that don't have an answering machine. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. I think
I'm shocked that there's people out there with phones.
You mean landlines?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love my landline. I'll tell you why. Don't get me started, but I use the landline to sit on hold for hours waiting for somebody at the bank to answer the phone when I'm calling to follow up on the status of transfers. And we do that. So we do the transfer from the bank over to the insurance company, of course, so we can put a beneficiary on the account, avoid the probate. It is the Avoid Probate Show. And part of the process, you know, the due diligence requires a follow-up, of course. So, you know, 4 weeks later or 6 weeks later, in some cases, I'm calling for the third time to follow up on the status of a transfer. You got me going here. So I'll stop right there because.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Because I mean, if anybody wants to hear the horror stories about dealing with the banks, I'm sure everyone has their own, I guess anyway, but it's also on a happier note, National Croissant Day. And I don't know if I said that like with the proper French accent.
I quite enjoy croissant.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. You know, I don't really get it. Yeah, okay. With jam, nice, and butter. Nice,
fluffy, peanut butter even, bananas.
Fluffy.
Fluffy, it's light.
Okay.
It's lighter than like bread.
Right? Yeah, all right. But kind of greasy. And
not if you get a good one. I don't know where your shopping is. You're shopping, but
I can say I don't make a habit of buying croissants, so I'm not really shopping for them anywhere. But maybe I'll have one today. You know, now that you mention it, now that we've talked about it, because I haven't had my breakfast yet, as I'm sure most of the listeners, I guess, because it's early. It's early Sunday morning, January 30th. Not quite the last day of the month, right? There's 31 days this month.
Mm-hmm.
I never got that whole knuckle thing figured out, how you count the days, but you know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, whatever. We're a month, you know, into 2022. Time flies when you're having fun and when you're listening to the Avoid Probate Show. So I guess maybe that's a good segue to throw to our first break of the show, because it is a jam-packed show, as usual, full of good information about probate stuff. And we'll get back to that right after this first break.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Let me take a moment to tell you about my friends at Helinda's, the meat people. I've been a big, big fan of theirs for years now, and without a doubt, they make some of the best sausage in Ontario. They are multiple award winners, having captured the Ontario's Finest Meat Competition's coveted Award of Excellence on three separate occasions, in addition to dozens of individual product awards. Helinda's has also received the Grand Champion Ribbon at the past two Royal Winter Fair's ready-to-eat meat snack competitions. So whether you're preparing a charcuterie board or a full-blown sit-down dinner for your friends or family, you'll find Helinda's award-winning products at fine meat shops throughout the province, now including selected Metro, Sobeys, Fortino's, and Foodland stores, along with their seven Helinda's locations. Their barbecued kielbasa, my favorite. Fresh bun, horseradish, it's out of this world. But don't just take my word for it. Judge for yourself. On your barbecue, in your kitchen, or straight from the fridge, Helinda's, the way sausage should taste.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of Avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Avoid Probate Show. I'm Ted Walsh, and he's Jason Laidler. And just a reminder, the information provided in this program is for general consumption only, not intended to provide particular legal nor investment advice. Every situation is different, so if you have a legal or investment question, you should speak with a licensed expert. And you can, of course, contact Jason by email, info@avoidprobate.ca, or toll-free 1-844-667-7628. Somebody was asking me, we were having this conversation actually not long ago about croissants. I just remembered it during the commercial break. They said, what's a crescent roll?
I said, what? A what?
Crescent roll. You see the commercials in the States where they have these tubes that they unravel and dough in there. And that's what they call croissants in the States.
In crescent roll.
A crescent roll.
A crescent roll. Okay, interesting. You're making me hungry, Ted, because like I said, I haven't had my breakfast yet, and I got to take care of that as soon as I can. Anyway, okay, let's jump in here to some content for the benefit of the listeners. That's what we're here for, is the Avoid Probate Show. Thank you for joining us. If you're not a regular listener, we hope you will become one. And hopefully this show motivates you to do that. So I want to just remind the listeners, it is the end of January, but we are still in what some people call RSP season. And I know I've talked about this for the last couple of weeks, so I'm not going to dwell on it, but I just want to remind the listeners, it's not over. It's not too late to make an RSP contribution that you can use to reduce your taxes against your 2021, last year's income. You still have basically another month because it's an option for the first 60 days. We've talked about that. But I do want to share with the listeners that I received a promotion that landed in my inbox. And I have to share it with the listeners because in my opinion, it's just ridiculous. It's from a financial institution that will remain nameless, but it really could be any of them. They have RSP promotions. It's a thing. It used to be more of a thing. years ago when I first got into the business, 25 years ago, and the season was more important. But now that there's more banking online and the bank's hours are better than they were, they're still not great, of course, right? Everyone talks about bankers' hours, but and no offense to the bankers out there, by the way. But okay, so and the other thing is that a lot of people make like monthly RSP contributions instead of the lump sum. And that's what used to happen. People used to see lineups like at 11 p.m. The bank would stay up. Remember, until like midnight, they'd stay open. Yeah. I said they'd stay up. I meant to say they'd stay open until midnight on deadline day, that kind of thing. You don't see that anymore for lots of different reasons. Anyway, this promotion, I'm just going to read it. It says, earning 1.5% promotional interest until April 30th, 2022 is a great way to encourage clients to contribute early and often to a tax-free savings account or registered advantage account, brackets RSP. So I just probably divulged the institution here, because every institution calls it something different, which is kind of weird, but they try to put their own name on it. And I mentioned that before, and that's why I said, you know, the RSP is the RRSP is the same as the RSP, and it goes by different names in different places. Anyway, to finish, oh, and by the way, obviously this is written when they refer to clients and talking to the advisor. This is written for me, not for the listener. So I get it. Deposits to both new and existing accounts qualify when made between December 1, 2021 and March 11th, 2022. That's interesting because that goes beyond the deadline. It's not a leap year. So deadline is March 1st, unless it's a Sunday. I haven't checked, but anyway. High interest without locking in. It just goes on to say, that's the subtitle, high interest without locking in. Your clients keep full liquidity and can earn the promotional rate on deposits up to $100,000 during the promotional interest period, which I explained earlier. After, here's the best part. This is why I had to share this. After April 30th, they'll continue earning daily interest at a regular rate, currently 0.15%. 0.15%. Yeah. What can I say? Mm-hmm. It's really, you made me read this for 0.15%. You know, I want that 60 seconds of my life back. I don't promote this. I mean, I kind of just did, but I certainly don't. I don't talk about it on an individual basis when I'm talking with
people. You certainly don't recommend it.
And I certainly don't recommend it. Now, no. Believe me, I understand that people do not want to lose money on their investments. And because of that, they're so, what do we say? They're so cautious that they'll take 0.15% because it's not a negative number. But for long-term money, I mean, that's craziness. And when I say long-term money, we're here talking to people about how to avoid probate. And we're not really worried about probating the checking account. You know, we're not worried about probating the day-to-day stuff. We're worried about probating the long-term retirement money that you're not really doing much with, except hopefully watching it grow. So long-term money, and this takes me, this is a good way to remind the listeners of what we call the 100% death benefit guarantee. That's a thing. If you are under the age of 85 and you're a client of ours, you can take advantage. You can enjoy the benefits of a 100% death benefit guarantee, which means, and I've said this before, we move mom's $1 million out of whatever bank it is. Hope, you know, it was in GICs maybe, which I can't stand. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. But whatever, we move the money over to the insurance company. Now we can put a beneficiary on it. You couldn't do that when the money was at the bank, but now we can because the rules are different at the insurance company. She names the children, the church, the cat, whatever she wants. Mom passes away. Bingo. No probate to worry about on that account because it now has beneficiaries on it. And if mom is under the age of 85 when the transfer takes place, and by the way, if you are under the age of 85, the transfer costs nothing. And if you have questions about that, we've talked about that, so I won't go there again. But believe me, it costs nothing. Call me if you want to know more about how that works. We do get paid, of course. We're not a charity. Avoidprobate.ca is not a charity. We are in the business of helping people and making a living while we do it. But what I was going to say is, with my example of the $1 million, if, you know, COVID wave 13, and I know we're not supposed to talk about COVID on the Avoid Probate Show, but whatever, geopolitical things happen, whatever happens, the markets tank and the $1 million becomes 850 grand, which is not ideal, of course, but in theory it could happen. But with the 100% death benefit guarantee, it doesn't matter, because if that's the day that you get hit by lightning, the insurance company is going to top up the deficit, the shortfall, and they are going to pay $1 million out to your named beneficiaries. So it lets you sleep better at night, and the bank can't do it. Simple as that.
You can't lose money.
Right. The only way, just to be clear, the only way you can lose money is if you said, when it was down to 850, if you said, hey, Jason, I've decided I want to give my money away to my grandkids before I'm gone. So I want to cash out the account. Well, okay, if you cash it out at 850, then you get 850. But that's why I said long-term money that you don't plan on touching. It's part of your estate. I don't really like that term, because it's not really part of your estate, because there's a beneficiary on it here. The estate is what gets probated. Using beneficiaries is what avoids the probate. But okay, so yeah, that's the promotion. I went on longer than I planned. But getting back to the GIC thing, I want to talk about GICs. I've got a great story. I'm so excited about this story about GICs. It's a good news story for sure. It's kind of like an early mailbag story, but that's okay. We're allowed to mix things up here once in a while on the Avoid Probate Show if we want to. This client has a GIC at one of the big banks, and we wanted to move it. And of course, it's locked in, and it's a lot of money, and there's good reasons for wanting to move it. I don't want to get into the reasons, but it doesn't matter, because hey, if it's your money, it's your money, right? You can do, right. You don't have to justify any of it to anybody, as far as I'm concerned. And that happens. Like I hear from clients who will call the bank and they'll say, well, I want to do this, I want to do this. And the advisor will say, well, why? Or why, you know, what do you need it for? And I don't think that's any of their business, frankly. You know, if you're a client of ours at avoidprobate.ca, and you call me up, and believe me, this happens all the time for one reason or another. And you call up and say, hey, Jason, I know the money's not locked in, which is cool, and I can access it anytime I want, which is great. So please transfer 20 grand to my checking account. Okay. I don't even ask why. Like, it's none of my business. No. If you want to, I don't get it. But I want to share this GIC story because it's very cool. I'm very excited. So we'll use that as a, what do you call it in show business, Ted? A hanger?
A tease.
Okay. So the radio legend says it's a tease. And having said that, we'll throw to our next break. We'll be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
My name is Marilyn, and I avoided probate.
Marilyn is a good daughter who wants the best
for her account. What's going on here?
Her mom had money, much of which was tied up in non-registered accounts like G's, paying next to no interest, which meant
she was dipping into her capital big time because the residence she was staying in was very costly. So she was overdrawn on her account 4 times a month.
Marilyn wanted to disperse the money for her mom's needs using her power of attorney. The bank refused, saying the accounts were in her mom's name only. And then rub salt in the wound.
They pushed it back on the family and said it was all our fault. We should have been, not them.
That's when Marilyn got a hold of Jason at avoidprobate.ca. He accompanied Marilyn to the bank to move mom's money. Why?
The insurance companies now have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks have. Plus, we can also put a 100% death benefit guarantee on the account once it's at the insurance company. Anybody who has non-registered accounts at the bank needs to look into the services we provide at avoidprobate.ca.
I don't know how long my mother is going to live. None of us know. So my thing was, if she lives to 100, there'll be more than enough money to sustain her.
How was avoidprobate.ca able to help Marilyn's mom?
It's a good news story. The account is earning much more than it did when it was at the bank in a low-paying GIC. But more importantly, it's still 100% mom's money. There's no joint owner on the account, but there is a beneficiary on the account, which wasn't there before.
Which means no tax issues and no probate to worry about.
I share my story with as many people as I can, and I hand out Jason's cards to lots of people and say, call this man, walk you through it.
Call us at probate.ca on the toll-free number, but call us before your mom or dad passes away. That's when we can help you.
Avoid probate. Voidprobate.ca. Call 1-844-667-7628.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Good morning. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. And Ted Walsh, he's Jason Laidler. Just inviting you, we are, to drop by the website, avoidprobate.ca. It's a great website. There's a free probate calendar that you can play with to get an idea of how much.
Calculator.
Yeah, that's a calculator.
Yeah, he said calendar again.
No wonder time flies so fast. A free probate calculator. You can play with it and get an idea of how much a probate might be payable on your estate. And of course, you can also listen back on some of our previous programs. And if you'd like to get in touch with Jason during the week, you can do so. Email him at info@avoidprobate.ca or you call toll free 1-844-667-7628. Calculator.
Calculator, yeah. Jason. Thanks, Ted. Yep. All right. And feel free to laugh at me when I goof up in the next 10 minutes or so. Yeah. All right. So we left with that teaser. And that was your word. I get it. Industry expert. I believe you. So I was talking about this GIC story. And regular listeners will know, A, that I hate the GICs. But anyway, and when you do become a client of avoidprobate.ca, at whatever the insurance company is, we are independent advisors. So I kind of want to say I don't care which insurance company we deal with, but I do care. But it doesn't matter, really. And if someone insists on dealing with insurance company X, okay, then we'll deal with insurance company X. Anyway, this GIC is at a bank that I will not name, one of the big banks for sure, and it's a lot of money. And we sent something called a letter of direction, a letter of direction signed by the client with very clear instructions to the bank to release the funds in this locked in GIC, not a cashable GIC. I understand there's a difference. And if you don't realize that, that's something you need to understand that, you know, you can buy what's called a cashable GIC. It pays even less interest than a locked in GIC, if you can believe that.
Mm.
What did I say? 0.15%, something like that. So this GIC was locked in. Basically, and I don't mean locked in for the next 6 weeks. I mean locked in for a long time, in my opinion. Anyway, bottom line, long story short, they agreed. They were releasing the funds. They were not happy about it, but I couldn't care less if they're happy about it or not. And frankly, the client couldn't care less either, which I'm happy about. And I fully expected an interest rate penalty. So in the past, we have done this before. And that's why we thought to do it again with some success. You know, as even though the interest rate is pathetic, whatever it is, it's still a positive number of to some extent. So if you break your GIC early, often the penalty you pay, the interest rate penalty, is you forego all the interest to date. So in other words, if it's a five-year GIC and you're in year five and you've got 4 years of interest in the bank, so to speak, and you break the GIC, often the penalty is they're going to say, well, we're going to pay you zero. Forget about the 4 years of accumulation that we kind of owe you, you know, because you're breaking it early. We're not paying you anything. But frankly, I think who cares? It's such a stupid small number anyway. You're better off getting it out of there sooner than later so that we can put a beneficiary on the money and avoid probate. Because obviously we don't know when, you know, your day comes. And the sooner we get it shifted over to the insurance company, where, again, you're going to get a death benefit guarantee if you're under the age of 85. And not just that, I'll say it again, apologies to the regular listeners. The insurance companies today have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks do. And so I would like to think that we're going to earn a little bit more interest, rate of return, whatever you want to call it, than what you were getting before, which will very quickly offset the interest penalty you pay for breaking the GIC before maturity. They call it canceling the GIC. So it is doable. And I think that's awesome.
Yes, I think it is.
Okay.
So a lot of information in there I was not aware of.
Well, that's what we're here for, my friend. That's what we're here for, to educate the listeners about all things probate related. Speaking of which, okay, here we go. Boring technical dry stuff coming up. Warning. That's not really a good teaser, is it, Ted? Anyway, really? Sorry, I'm still learning. I'm still learning. It's my job to do research on this stuff and stay up to date and current. And I was doing that, and I was on a provincial website, and I found an article, and this is what it's called. I'm just going to read the title. It's called Estate Forms Under Rule 74 and 75 of the Rules of Civil Procedure. That's a mouthful. Estate Forms Under Rule 74 and 75 of the Rules of Civil Procedure. Here we go. And there, I'm going somewhere with this, I hope. The following new estates forms came into effect on January 1, 2022. Okay, we're still in January, so this is why I'm sharing this. It's kind of current. The following new estate forms came into effect on January 1, 2022. I'm not even going to finish this list, but I'm just going to give you a flavor. 74A, 74B, 74C, 74D, 74E, 74F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Then it turns to 74.1A, 74.1B, C, jumps to E, F, the list goes on and on and on. Why am I sharing this? Because we've said on the show, technically, you do not need a lawyer to probate an estate. Now, here we go, picking on lawyers again.
But you're switching gears. You've got a gear for banks, another one for lawyers.
That's right. I know. We're not making friends out there with these institutions. But, you know, that's okay. We're here to be a little bit disruptive. And I think I mean that in a positive sense. We're trying to change old-fashioned thinking. No offense to people out there who have been thinking this way. I get it. You know, it's the message we've been getting for decades and decades and decades. But anyway, we're here to say that there's an option. I've often said on the show, it's the best kept secret in the country because the bank is not going to tell you to move your money. And that's true. Obviously, they're competing aggressively with each other, and now they're competing with the insurance companies who had got into the game, I'll say 20 years ago, but lately, you know, they've really upped their game, and they're doing a really good job of competing with the banks for assets under management. And that's the value-added proposition in the alternative that we're trying to, enlighten the listeners with. So anyway, all these new court forms have been revised, came into effect on just earlier this month. Carrying on with the article, the old estate court forms will not be accepted for filing, with two exceptions: the affidavit of execution of a will or codicil 74.8 and an affidavit of condition of will or codicil 74.1. Carrying on, electronic versions of forms under the rules of civil procedure are available in the table below. Please note that to complete your court document, you may need to combine several of the forms listed below. Good luck with that. Many of the rules of civil procedure forms contain the phrase general heading. General headings are separate forms which must be inserted where this phrase appears. There's some brackets there, explanation. Also, I'm still going somewhere with this. Also, most court documents must also end with a backsheet, form 4C. For example, a typical statement of claim requires the following combination of forms: Form 4A, the general heading for actions, Form 14A, the statement of claim, and Form 4C, the backsheet. Are you still with? I mean, have I lost you? Have I lost everybody?
Probably. I think people.
Yeah, that's kind of my point. Last sentence here: your completed form, this is crazy, just drive the point home here. Your completed form should be in 12 point size. So they even tell you what size font you need to use. You know, by the way, it says, or 10 pitch, 12 point or 10 pitch. Do you know what 10 pitch means? Because I don't.
No, I have no idea. No idea at all.
Okay, well, maybe there's some printers out there who might know what 10 pitch means. I guess it's an equivalent to 12 point. Or neatly printed with double spaces between the lines and a left-hand margin approximately 40 millimeters wide. See Rule 4 of the Rules of Civil Procedure for further requirements. Okay, so all of that's gibberish and meaningless to 99.5% of our listenership. I get that, and I didn't share it to bore you, and I'm sorry if you were bored by that. I shared it to make the very important point. I've said this before, you don't want to be an executor in Ontario if you can help it. It's not a badge of honor. And I get it, you know, if it's your parents, and it's a duty. Maybe you could think of it as a duty. Maybe you could think of it as a badge of honor, I guess, in some cases. You're doing the right thing. But what we're trying to do here is save you from the hassle of all that gibberish and dealing with all that gibberish that I just shared with you. And that's why, of course, most people can't do it by themselves, even though technically you can. It's legal. But hey, lawyers, with respect, lawyers make a living probating estates. And I think that's important to remember. But having said that, we're going to throw to another break. We'll come back. We've got a big mailbag today. I don't think we're going to get it all in as usual, but we'll do our best. And the sooner I stop talking, the more mailbag we'll get to participate in. We'll be right back after this.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Okay, let's head down to Kensington Market, 190 Baldwin, the home of Tom's Place. Tom Mahalik, good afternoon to you, sir. You know, we've had some brutally cold weather days, and I think to myself, thank God a couple of years ago I went down and bought myself some really thick knit sweaters, because boy, did they come in handy.
Daddy, there's nothing like a Tom's Place sweater. There's nothing like the Tom's Place corduroy trousers. We have a great selection of corduroy pants up to size 44, 46. We have an amazing selection of top coats that are made in Canada. Made in Canada, tailored in Canada, Italian, woolens, spectacularly made. There's nothing like a great top coat. We also have outerwear with the hood. Great selection of winter merchandise that would love to get rid of. This is the time to come and shop at Tom's Place. There is no time like this. And I like to remind our customers, we also have 3-for-1 sport jackets. Teddy, we got it all, and we would like to sell it all.
190 Baldwin in the heart of Kensington Market. That's where you will find Tom's Place.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. You may go to avoidprobate.ca, find out more about Jason and his mom and the company.
Hi, Mom.
You can listen back to some of the old shows. You can check out the free probate calculator. I'm practicing on, and get an idea how much probate might be payable on your estate. And you can also call Jason at 1-844-667-7628. Email him info@avoidprobate.ca.
Yeah, and I'm going to share with the listeners, Ted, that you kind of admonished me a little bit there during the break about how technical and gibberishy.
Well, I got your point. It's just you're saying, listen, do you want to go through this?
And I was just gonna repeat that one more time. I get it, and that was the point. Is it's ridiculous, and those are new rules. Those are new forms effective earlier this month. And so who knows that? You know, like, it's insane. Lawyers know it, of course. So hopefully, I should qualify that. Anyway, enough about that. I hope I made the point, and I do apologize if it was, dead air to some extent for some listeners. Anyway, we're in the mailbag. Let's jump in and talk about Sally. I got to come up with a list of names. Not her real name, of course. A couple children, a sizable estate. She's elderly, and then when I say elderly, I mean elderly, elderly. I don't consider 78 years old elderly, by the way. In fact, when I'm talking to people, and I have to ask their age because I need to know about the 85 factor for the death benefit guarantee, et cetera, et cetera. And whenever anybody's under the age of 85, I always tell them, okay, great, you're a young man, you're a young woman. It's 85 and plus. That's a challenge. Not impossible. We can still do the work. It's just a little trickier. But don't misunderstand me. We still want to hear from you, even if you're older than 85. So don't hesitate to call or write. But I almost said her real name. Sally, we talked at length, and we are going to get together and we are going to help her. But one of her concerns, and I think this is probably quite common, she's concerned in particular about one of her adult children's ability / inability to handle money. Okay. So I don't think that's rare. And I said, not a problem. The insurance world, again, they're trying really hard. They can do things the bank can't do. And I'm going to explain one of them right now. And we've talked about this. It's called Inheritance Your Way. And it's a feature that lets you tailor, you know, customize how the bequest, how the inheritance can be received by your kid or whoever it is that you're leaving the money to. And I'm going to read right from the flyer that I've got here in front of me. I'll read parts of it. It says, you care for your loved ones just the way they are, including their differences. That's why you want to do what's best for each. The way in which you leave them an inheritance is certainly one way to take care of their interests, even after death. Because each person has different needs, a one-time inheritance may not work for everyone. Okay, that's cool. We get that. Taking care of your loved ones even after you're gone. You can take comfort in knowing that this insurance company, I'm not naming it, allows you to transfer the monies accumulated in your savings contracts. Contracts, by the way, the insurance companies call accounts. Most people think of accounts, investment accounts. In the insurance world, they're called contracts. So you transfer the monies accumulated in your savings contracts according to a formula adapted to each of your loved ones in order to make sure they're taken care of once you're gone. Are you worried that your heirs will have difficulty managing a large inheritance? Do you have an heir who will require regular income for special care throughout his or her life? Do you want any inheritances transferred gradually? Do you want to transfer any inheritances with complete discretion without going through your estate? We've touched on this before. The other advantage of avoiding probate, i.e. going through the estate, same thing, is it's a private affair. Now, probate is a public court process. Court processes are public processes. You're in front of the queen, that kind of thing. So for people who want some discretion, that's another good reason to do the transfer and put beneficiaries on it. Carrying on. The Inheritance Your Way option allows you to transfer your heir's inheritance in the form of an annuity, a lump sum payment, or a combination of the two. The numerous possibilities offer unlimited flexibility to build a customized solution. A one-time lump sum payment, fixed and guaranteed periodic payments over a desired period, fixed and guaranteed periodic payments over the life of the heir, and if desired, for a minimum guaranteed period. You can choose any one of these options or a combination of the three in a ratio of your choosing. You are in total control. Somebody right. asked me the other day, forget the context entirely, but the question was, hey, Jason, yeah, I understand you're independent advisor, but the question was, do you choose the insurance company? Or does my mom get to choose the insurance company? And I chuckle because I just wrote back and said, the client is the boss. We're here, right, to follow your instructions. We are here to guide you through the process, but you're the boss. The client's the boss. So, yeah, we have preferences and we know who the industry, we know who's rocking the industry. Let's put it that way. But doesn't matter. If you're in love with insurance company A, okay, it's insurance company A. I don't care. Just to wrap up, because this is a good final sentence here, the Inheritance Your Way option is offered at no charge. That's important, at no charge. And you can make your selection when the contract / account is issued or anytime after issue. You can also change or cancel your selection or change beneficiaries as required. So total flexibility. And I say this to people all the time, you know, when we do the transfer, the money's not locked in. When we name the beneficiaries, that's not locked in. And you can change that stuff anytime you want. So it's all good. It's all good. Okay. That was a long mailbag item, but I think that was important stuff to share. Most people don't know that's an option. Hopefully you know it now. Anyway, moving on with another mailbag item. I had a lovely chat just recently with a lovely couple who were on a Zoom call, mm-hmm. and they were in Dallas, Texas. Very cool.
But they're Canadians.
They are Canadians. They are, what do you call it? Dual. They're dual citizens. Mm-hmm. But they both, each of them, husband and wife, each have a mom still alive in the GTA. And so they're, you know, I can't even remember how they heard. I don't remember how they heard about us, but they did. I think maybe one of the moms was listening to Zoomer Radio, AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Please, you know, be a regular listener if you're not already. Anyway, they really knew nothing about the probate process. One of the moms is quite elderly, in her 90s. And the other mother is not so elderly. She's in her 70s. But in any case, you know, they wanted to know what the deal was. And just as a side note here, we had just had like a major dump of snow in the GTA. Mm-hmm. And they'd heard that, I guess, from somebody in Canada. And so I said, well, what's the temperature in Dallas? And the guy said, you don't want to know. So I never did find out what it was, but I believe them. I don't want to know. And they were here over the holidays for a visit, to visit family. And they said they couldn't wait to leave again and get back to Dallas. And I guess I can't blame them for that. Anyway, I just wanted to share the fact that it was a long distance phone call, well, kind of.
The problem with coming back from Dallas to Toronto is that generally people find their handguns freeze.
Yeah, the one on their hip.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So they were blown away. In fact, the gentleman said, wow, a couple of times. And I said, I wish I had a dollar for every time somebody said, wow, when I was explaining to them. Oh, yeah. And I know what I was going to say. They were quoting me information they'd heard, secondhand, whatever, from the lawyer that was advising one of the moms. I don't remember. And one of the, they said, is it true that you can't be an executor if you don't live in Canada? And I said, what are you talking about? You know, no, it's not true. I mean, it's not ideal for sure, but you can be an executor. And I've seen that. I've seen that happen. I've seen executors all over the world, like for Canadians, mm-hmm. Canadians who have kids all over the world. And again, it might not be ideal. But we can speak that, we can solve that problem at avoidprobate.ca, because again, if we put beneficiaries on this and we put the house inside a bear trust, if there's a house, and in this case, like I said, maybe I didn't say it, both moms have a house still, even the 90 something year old is still in her house. Good for her. We can avoid the probate on the real estate by using something called a bear trust. And we've talked about it before. We'll continue talking about it. Please call if you want more information about the bear trust. And so, you know, if that happens, being an executor could be relatively easy. If we don't do this stuff, being an executor could be a nightmare. I call it the probate nightmare. So anyway, I think that's all I've got time for with the mailbag today. Unfortunately, I'm thinking of doing an extended mailbag show, nothing but mailbag. That's coming up soon. I'm not going to promise it's next week, but it's going to come up soon for sure, because the mailbag is bursting at the seams. So we will alleviate some of that mailbag stress and pressure and share it with the listeners. But right now we got to go to one more break. We'll be right back after this to wrap up this show.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of Avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up the show. It's the Avoid Probate Show, and you can find out more about the program by going to avoidprobate.ca. That, of course, is www.avoidprobate.ca. There's a free probate calendar. You play with that and get an idea how much probate...
Not a calendar.
There's a free probate calculator. You can play with it. Yes, you can. Find out how much probate might be payable on your estate, which, Jason, brings me to this question. Somebody asked me this the other day, and I think I know the answer. They said, so I can't have a designated beneficiary on the money that I have in the bank. Like, I can't say this money's going to Ted or Billy or Sue or whatever. I have a designated beneficiary that is a charity, or is it still treated the same way?
Great question. We regularly meet with individuals who want to leave some of their estate to charity. Very noble of them. And there can be tax benefits as well to doing that. Maybe we should talk about that one day, 1 week on the show. We haven't done that. You know, there's so many ways to get off topic here with, you know, general financial planning stuff. And we try really hard to stay focused on probate stuff. But to answer your question, yes. The short answer is yes. You can put a beneficiary, you can name a charity as a beneficiary. And we've done this recently with people who, and I think I said this before, in one case, CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind, I think is what it's called. CNIB was named, and the Humane Society was named. And there's another one that I can't think of off the top of my head. But you can't do it at the bank, to your point. You cannot put beneficiaries on any non-registered account at the bank. You'd have to do it through the will, which is doable, of course. But now you have to probate the will. So, yes, it can be done. There's easy ways to do it, and there's not so easy ways to do it. But that's what we're here for, is to try to make things easy for our listeners. And that's what we want to do. So,
speaking of giving to the Humane Society, you know, the great Betty White died shortly before New Year's, and the 17th, I believe, would have been her 100th birthday. So a lot of her fans got together on social media and said, listen, as opposed to, you know, sending flowers to her gravesite or whatever, make a donation to your local pound or your...
Is that right?
...PA or whatever. And apparently... animal rescue clinics, etc., right across the United States were bombarded.
Really?
Donations on Betty White's birthday in her name, in her honor.
That's amazing.
So great. You know,
yeah, I love that story. And these people who do this animal rescue stuff, I have so much respect for them. I couldn't do it. I could not. There's no way I could do it. It just makes me sad thinking about it. But thank goodness there are people out there who do that work. And my hat's off to them for sure. Indeed. Speaking of hats off, listen, that's a wrap for this week. Thank you, Zoomers, for joining us again. I hope you join us again on a regular basis, 8 a.m. Sunday mornings. You got the rest of your day to enjoy, I hope. But I want to say thank you, of course, to our awesome producer, Kelly, behind the glass for keeping us on track. Thanks, Ted, for decades of radio excellence. And, of course, thank you, Zoomers, for participating. Please join us again next Sunday. What do you think, Ted? Next Sunday, we good?
You got it.
All right. We're here. We'll be back. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.